Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Welcome back, you're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. As special votes are still being counted, it is still uncertain as to whether the new government will be a National ACT coalition or a three-way coalition with New Zealand First as well. The difference between these two coalition governments in terms of policy and differences made to National's economic policy in order for these coalitions to happen could be drastic. I spoke to Arthur Grimes, Professor of Wellbeing and Public Policy at Victoria University of Wellington School of Government, about what economic policy under each of these coalition governments could look like and what policies we should be expecting to see implemented first. At this stage, how likely is it that National and ACT will be able to form a coalition government together without New Zealand First?
Well, that's going to depend on the special votes. I wouldn't want to speculate on how likely that is or not. If I was a betting person, I'd say it's probably slightly below 50%. They'd be able to have a two-party coalition, but who knows what the special votes will do. But whichever way it goes, it's going to make a huge difference in terms of economic policy, in terms of what they are able to do.
Would a three-way coalition with New Zealand First result in a more stable government?
It would result in a much less stable government if there was a three-way coalition than a two-way coalition, simply because in economic policy terms and some other policies, New Zealand First and ACT are diametrically opposed in terms of their views. So having a three-party coalition with diametrically opposed parties will be very difficult to run.
In regards to National's 100-day plan, if elected into government and some of their economic goals, how much of that is feasible from now?
Well, again, that's going to very much depend on whether it's a two-party or a three-party coalition. There'll be some agreement on various aspects in terms of resource management and water regulation, I suspect, between the three parties and certainly between just the two parties, National ACT. But there could be some substantial differences between New Zealand First and the other two parties on taxation issues. And given that tax is a major plank of both National and ACT, it's going to be very difficult to get the tax reforms through if they require a three-party coalition.
Will National have to agree to greater spending cuts in order to get into a coalition government with ACT and or New Zealand First?
Well, that's where the difficulty lies, is ACT will want greater spending cuts than what National would probably be happy with. On the other hand, New Zealand First have traditionally wanted large pots of money to spend on their pet projects, like the regional development projects that they had last time, and they seem to want again this time. And again, that's just diametrically opposed to what ACT would want and opposed to what National would normally want as well.
Could you speak a little bit on National's idea of a mini-budget or a half-year economic and fiscal update and how realistic you think this is before the end of the year?
If it's a two-party coalition, I think it's realistic to have a mini-budget before the end of the year. I don't actually think it's required, to be honest. There's no particular magic about having something in before the end of the year as opposed to, say, in the first part of next year. But they could do so. If they need the three-party coalition, then I think they're going to find it difficult to come up with a meaningful mini-budget this side of Christmas.
Do you have any predictions as to what economic policies we'll see first out of this new government?
A lot of times it just depends on what's feasible, what's administratively feasible to run. And I know that they've been looking at changes to the RMA and the legislation and the Three Waters legislation as early wins and tax as early wins. So I imagine they've got their preparation done for those. If they then have to renegotiate those with New Zealand First, that could take a lot longer. So it's very hard to tell what will be first.
Who do you think will feel the impacts of this new government first of all New Zealanders?
Well, I think there'll be a lot of public servants in Wellington who'll be wondering about whether they've got a future job in the public service. The public service has grown massively in terms of back office functions in Wellington. So I think they'll be, it probably won't be fast in terms of getting rid of people, but there will be a lot of positions that won't be replaced. I think actually people in positions of influence in the Maori economy are going to be looking nervously at what the new government means for their prospects in terms of iwi inputs into policy, into resource management, etc. So they could well be the people who get the initial effects of a new government.
We've obviously seen rise in numbers of party votes for smaller parties such as Te Pāti Māori and Greens. What sort of impact could this have on economic policy moving forward?
Probably none in terms of the next 3 years. Greens only slightly increased their party vote and Te Pāti Māori is still less than 3%. So they're not huge in terms of party votes, but what we're seeing is a wider distribution of party votes. And I think what we're seeing probably longer term is a reduction in the influence of the two major parties and the need for them to be able to work with other parties in the future. I don't think that's going to affect the next 2 to 3 years very much, but it could affect things later on.
What would this change in government mean for infrastructure investments?
I think all three parties, whether it's National Act or with New Zealand First, will look to scrap some of the very big infrastructure projects that Labor was planning on, especially light rail in Auckland and light rail in Wellington. The economic case for those projects has never stacked up, and I think the new government will pretty promptly do away with those projects.
That was Arthur Grimes, Professor of Wellbeing and Public Policy at Victoria University of Wellington School of Government, speaking to me about the economic policy we should be expecting to see under a national coalition government.